Finally, today we bring you food for the soul. You might recall that during Hanukkah, we talked to a local rabbi, Claudia Kramen, about what the Hanukkah story, a story of light in darkness, offers all of us in times that can indeed feel dark. So today, 2 days before Christmas, we turn to Reverend Mariama White-Hammond, founding pastor at New Roots AME Church in Dorchester, and Father John Uni, Catholic pastor of St. Cecilia Parish in Back Bay, to reflect during what is a rapidly changing and sadly stressful Christmas holiday. Father John, welcome back to the show.
Be with you.
And Reverend Mariama, welcome back to you as well.
Thanks for having me.
So, Reverend Mariama, how you doing this Christmas season?
I'm doing pretty well. I think part of my advice to people is just some things, let it go. And I've been trying to practice that myself. So I'm doing okay.
What's something you've tried to let go, may I ask?
We don't have a Christmas tree this year. And my husband suggested it, and I said, okay. And then I started like stressing out about three days ago. And then I said, you know what? Lots of people don't have Christmas trees. Jesus Christ didn't have a Christmas tree. Let it go.
Excellent. Father John, I've been thinking about you, mindful that you lost your mom to COVID, that this is a time when we would be together as family. I know this is sort of jumping right into the personal, but how are you? Are you thinking of her? I lost my mom several years ago now, but at Christmas time. And it's a hard time of year and many for people who have lost and many have lost. How are you thinking about that? And how are you talking to others who are experiencing the loss this time of year?
Well, first of all, thanks for asking, Tiziana and Mariam. It's good to be on with you. You know, I tell everybody else, L-I-G, baby, L-I-G, let it go. But then it's more like do as I say and not as I do, you know. But regarding mom, and I was even thinking back to my dad, you know, my father would have been 92 on Monday. And, you know, I was just thinking about life and, you know, how short it is. He died when he was 48. And then, as you said, mom recently. And it's not who or what you want to let go, but it's about entering into the process of grieving and as long as that lasts and how it lasts. But I don't know. It's been challenging. I believe what we believe. And I don't think the last breath is the end. And that gives me some comfort and hope. I know we'll be connected. Who knows how, after the last breath here, but I don't know. It just kind of, it's sad. It's a hole. It's an emptiness, right? But we keep going on too with this spirit's alive in us.
I appreciate you telling us that. It is a time of year where we are both invited to, and sometimes it can be hard to be so intensely personal. Reverend Mariama, you know, you're a pastor. You're engaging in that intensely personal way with people all the time. Many of our listeners aren't Christian, don't celebrate Christmas. But what is part of this story and this holiday that we can all connect to personally and maybe will buoy us a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, I think we've been leaning a lot into the story of Mary. And regardless of what you believe, she's pretty amazing. I've been reminding my parishioners that, like, Mary's a teenager at the time that this is all happening. And she's in a society where, you know, women, you know, do not have considerable amounts of power. She's not rich. And this idea that she's excited to be part of something that's world changing, even though it's really disruptive to her life. I mean, think about this. She was like going to be a single parent possibly in a world where being a single parent was potentially a death sentence. And so I've been really leaning into this idea of the fact that life-changing, amazing, transformative things don't always come in neat packages that align with what you want. And so I've been inviting people to think about the moment that we're in that is definitely not aligning mostly in the way that we want, and how we find this moment still to be a gift, an opportunity for something new and incredible to be born. And I hope that they're focusing on that instead of like shopping at Amazon or like me worrying about a tree, like really figuring out how do we imagine that amazing possibilities come out of what could be extremely stressful and overwhelming situations.
How does that resonate for you, Father John?
Oh my God, Mariam, I want to come and hear you preach. I got to come over to your church one of these days.
Well, you would be so welcome, Father Eni, any day.
Well, please call me John. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, you know, just to go on that, like I was thinking like they were teenagers, they were young or whatever. And I think of like kind of how I came into the world. You know, I wasn't born in the quote unquote proper order of things. Right. So things happen the way that they do. And out of what you just said, Mariama, you know, like out of the most stressful, inconvenient, unexpected, untimely situations can come all this new life. And, you know, Mary said yes to that, you know, and I keep thinking to myself, you know, stay open, John, always, always, always say yes, see where it's going, see how God's working in and through this. And, you know, that line that we're going to kind of hear, you know, they came, the census, this was going on, that, you know, they're kind of like refugees. They were homeless. They were pregnant out of order. They weren't married. There's all this stuff going on. And they get to the Motel 6, right? And there's no room for them at the inn. And for 58 years, I believed that it was just because it was all full up. And then it hit me like 2 years ago, there was no room for them at the inn. Maybe it's my take, maybe it's my interpretation, but it dawned on me like, hey, we don't have, no, you people with your situation, see you later. There's a barn out back. And I'm thinking about that literally. This sounds very convenient and rehearsed, and it's of the spirit. I believe this. I'm thinking about all these Haitian refugees and these Afghani families coming in. Like, you know, are we making room for them at the inn? You know, we've been doing stuff here in the parish, and you know, the Paula Center, and you know, just so many people of goodwill. And I'm thinking like that Christmas story goes beyond the Christmas tree that Jesus didn't have, Mariam, that you said, right? Mm-hmm. And it comes to today, like it's being lived out in people's lives all the time. And again, like Mary, how open are we to say, all right, yes to these unexpected circumstances or people or whatever, and do the right thing?
So you both are killing me. I got to tell you.
I'm talking too long. Sorry.
No, that's not what I mean. I just find this. I think we all need food for our souls now. And I think this has been a very hard year. Whatever your faith is or whatever your humanist tradition is, if you're not a person of a religious faith, I think it's been a year that can deeply disconnect us from those parts of who we are. And to hear the two of you reconnecting with a tradition that's thousands of years old, a story that we've been told, if you're Christian, every way imaginable, and bringing it to this moment that we're in, there is something profound about that, Reverend Mariama, and there is something profound about rediscovery in the stories we already knew. And I'm finding you're just kind of blowing my mind with that a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the other night was solstice, and it's something that I think about. And, you know, as I was running around, and to be honest with you, I spent the evening of solstice trying to find COVID tests for our Christmas dinner so that everybody could come. And I was, oh my gosh, after 2.5 hours of going to 7 different stores, and I just had this moment where I just had to remind myself that the world is created in such a way that there will be a darkest night. And that is a part of the reality. It's the reality every year. It's the reality of the human existence. And you have to have a darkest night so that you can start moving to your brightest day. And I think sometimes we have a tendency to want things to just be good all the time and to avoid the tough times. But I think the reality is that it is all part of the journey. And so I think, you know, I've been saying to folks, it's okay. We have a blue Christmas service where we just acknowledge grief is a part of this season. Don't push it away. Don't try to, you know, fill it with all happiness. If you really love someone, then you're going to miss them. So it's okay to be missing people on Christmas. It's a reminder that your life has had love in it. And I agree with Father Uni. They don't, from my perspective, they don't leave. The ancestors don't, they're not just gone. Mm. This is a moment to remember what's best about them, to lean into that, to cultivate that. And I, you know, I had to tell my staff also, in my day job, take the vacation. Don't read my emails. This is one of those few times of year where we're allowed to slow down and people don't expect to hear back from you right away. Take advantage of that and slow down and appreciate this slow-moving, family-oriented, take a nap in the middle of the day time, because you don't get it up very much. So I think we have to let it all be there, coexisting at the same time, the joy and the longing. It's all there, and it's all what makes us human.
Building on that, Father John, as you look to the new year, what's the blessing or the exhortation or the call that you're both feeling and sharing with your parish?
Well, to Mariama's point, you know, the light, you know, figuratively or literally, right? We're all yearning for it. And now the shift has happened, right? But the Christian message is that Jesus is the light of the world, meaning his way of being, where he loved people, he forgave people, he fed people, he went to the margins, he included, he didn't judge, he healed, right? That's all light stuff, right? And, you know, there is always going to be darkness and hopelessness and despair and cynicism and all the stuff that we're experiencing in the country, in the world, in our churches, whatever, in our families. All that's there. Can I give a quick example?
Yeah.
So I went back. I grew up in North Reading. You know, I loved growing up. I loved my town. I loved my family, my friends, and everything. Anyway, I buried the mom of one of our friends, 91 years old, Flo Silvestro. She was baking pies at Thanksgiving and, you know, dancing. She came into St. Cecilia from North Reading. She and her husband, John, I think they're married like 68 years. And she's got a little oxygen thing on and she'd get a, honey, come sit down. Like, I mean, she's an Italian mother. You know what I mean? It was just great. So anyway, we did a funeral. And like I said, it was Dad's birthday. And I took the road down memory lane and I went back down my street where the houses seemed to be so much bigger when we were growing up and the neighborhood was so much bigger. And I saw the neighbor across the street bringing in the recycling bin. And I just kind of pulled up and she looked kind of from the garage and smiled. And I looked and I said, Mrs. Tobin. And she goes, Johnny Uni. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I went in the house and they're in their late 70s, early 80s. And I saw them. I spent some time with them, the Tobins across the street and then the Lally's on the other side. And I floated back down Route 93, you know, back to Boston after that experience and came back. And then my buddy shows up. He has his little baby, Liam Vincent, this guy, 22 days old, right? They come back, they're coming back from the Beth Israel and they stopped here first, he and his wife, Erica. And we blessed this little guy. And I thought, there's light in all the darkness. There's hope in all the sadness. There's new life that's always coming out of the, I don't know. It's just, that's the rhythm of life, right? It's about how we look at all of this stuff and who we focus on, what we focus on. So that's kind of the blessing as we come into 2022. Let's choose light, choose life, not always easy, be around light bearers, be one yourself, you know, that type of thing.
And on that note, Father John Uni, Catholic pastor of St. Cecilia Parish in the Back Bay, thank you.
Thank you, Tiziana Mariama.
And Reverend Mariama White-Hammond, founding pastor at New Roots AME Church in Dorchester. Merry Christmas, Reverend Mariama.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you, Father John.
Merry Christmas, you guys. Thank you.
So as we end our show, the team's going to take a break starting tomorrow. We're going to bring you some of our favorite conversations from 2021 while we're away. And before we go, I just want to take a moment to say thank you and wish you Happy New Year. It sits deeply with me that we can't be with everyone we love this year. Maybe you're not with everyone you want to be with. Maybe you lost them. Maybe they're too far away. Maybe you have to work every day, all the time, and you can't be with them. Or maybe you're separated by other kinds of God-awful walls that we've put between ourselves in these last few years. And if any of that is true for you, I'm sorry. But I do want to say that I know I speak for the whole Radio Boston team when I say how grateful I am that we get to be with you every day. Your stories keep us connected to each other. They remind us how and why we love each other, even when we drive each other a little nuts, and they make us a community. So though I don't know what 22 will bring, here is a promise from us. We will be together. We will tell each other's stories. We will hear each other's triumphs and hardships, our hopes and fears, our joys and losses. And I will be grateful every day that we get to do that together. On behalf of the entire Radio Boston team, we wish you Happy New Year.